Hello, champion. It's Sam Crowley from EverydaySaturday.com wishing you an unbelievable second week of October 2008. I'm fired up for a life-changing message to you because we're going to eliminate worry. We're going to eliminate worry from your life. How are we going to eliminate worry? Huh. It's so prevalent. It's such a common trait amongst so many people, but not the champions. Champions don't worry, right? See, worry, put it to you this way. It's best I can describe the term worry. Worry adds not another minute to your life, correct? I've never known anyone who has actually looked back after a situation is over and said, dang, thank God I worried, man. That changed the whole thing. That's awesome. High five. Give me the rock, man. I worried it into happening. You got that right, because I worried so much I changed the outcome. Fired up. No, worry does none of that. I'm being a little bit facetious because I'm having fun today, because I have fun every day, because I woke up on the right side of the ground today, because every day that ends in Y is my day. But seriously, I want to take you back to, a lot of you know the story. Okay, we're now in over 150 countries all around the world. Many of you know my story, which is awesome because I believe in the power of a testimony. Everybody's got a million-dollar story. You have a million-dollar story. I want to take you back to when I lost everything. Broke, right? And I always tell the story because I love it, man. I love the power of turning your life around. If I hadn't have done it myself, I would have never believed it could be done. I would never believe that you can survive such an unbelievable time in one's life. And mine wasn't even any big deal. Mine was just financial. It's not like I would have had any type of devastating health disease or lost a loved one or anything like that. I'm just talking about losing a business, going broke. No big deal. But I want to share with you a story that I read from one of my favorite books, Joel Osteen, Your Best Life Now. And it was a story, he didn't name this individual. I just happened to find it online at Snopes.com. And it's a gentleman by the name of Nick Sitzman. And I've read this story out of Osteen's book back after I had lost everything, was about to build myself back up better than ever, an unbelievable force in the motivational industry. And I found this story by the name of Nick Sitzman, a strong, young, bull of a man who worked on a train crew. See, it seemed Nick had everything. He had a strong, healthy body. He had ambition. He had a wife and two children and many, many friends. However, Nick had one fault. He was a notorious worrier. He worried about everything and usually feared the worst. Do you know anyone like that? Just my luck. Oh, I can't do it. I don't want it. They won't even take one step forward. They're so fearful, right? One midsummer day, the train crew on which Nick was on were informed that they could quit an hour early in honor of the foreman's birthday. Accidentally, Nick was locked in a refrigerator boxcar, and the rest of the workmen left the site. Nick panicked. Wouldn't you panic? You're locked in a refrigerated boxcar and everybody just left the site. You're toast, right? Nick banged and shouted until his fists were bloody and his voice was hoarse. No one heard him. Nick said, if I can't get out, I'll freeze to death in here. Wanting to let his wife and family know exactly what happened to him, Nick began to put a message down with a knife. That's all he had on him. He began to etch words on the wooden floor of the car. He wrote, it's so cold. My body's getting numb. If I could just go to sleep, these may be my last words. The next morning, the crew slid open the heavy doors of the boxcar and found Nick dead. An autopsy revealed that every physical sign of his body indicated he had frozen to death. And yet, the refrigeration unit of the car wasn't operative. And the temperature inside, come to find out, indicated it was 55 degrees. Nick had killed himself by the power of worry. Heavy, heavy stuff, right? It would be if it wasn't so true. I mean, people literally killed themselves by worrying. And I say often, if you have the power to worry, you have the power to have faith. Both require the power to focus, and focus strong. But with faith, you're focusing on the positive, you're focusing on the best outcome possible. With worry, you're focusing on the negative, and you're focusing on the worst outcome possible. My challenge to you is simply this. Breathe easy. Focus on faith. Understand that you are an unbelievable miracle. Your best days lie ahead of you. You know what got me through those very difficult times? And this message, this is not the message I was going to record today, but I just feel led to give this message out there because a lot of the emails I've been receiving about these tough times that we're in, it has not as much to do with the market. I've been receiving these emails for at least the past 90 days or so. It's just people are worried. I mean, they're really starting to focus in on what lies ahead for me. Not necessarily with my job, but what about my family? What is it, man? What's my purpose? My advice to you is to take a deep breath, relax, and really look around and start to enjoy everything that's around you. See, when I was going through a business failure, I wasn't even aware. My daughters were growing up. They're so beautiful. I have a beautiful and loving and helping wife. I've got green grass. The trees around our house are all blooming, and the sky's blue. The air feels good. I get to wake up and do whatever I want to do. No one's telling me what I need to do. I mean, I am 100% in control of my life 24/7 every single day, which tells me also I got no excuses. If something's going to happen in my life, positive or negative, it's going to be as a result of what I do with it. It's not somebody else. I'm not playing the blame game. Play the blame game. The only person that loses is you and your dream. Stop worrying and start acting. Quit being reacting. Start being proactive. Take control of what's going on. But if nothing else, if you do nothing else while you're going through a difficult time, enjoy what's going on around you. Be thankful for what you have. And remember that you are a healthy, vibrant, living organism, and disease cannot survive in a healthy body. A body that is not at ease is with disease. You need to be at ease. You need to be healthy. And that involves your mind as well. A poverty mindset cannot survive inside a prosperity mindset. Do you have a prosperity mindset? Do you believe that you are going to be financially free? Do you believe that you are going to have all the time freedom? Can you envision what Saturday looks like in your life? Do you have the focus? Do you have the magnifying glass shined on that vision? Or have you been distracted by worry? Have you let the power of fear and worry dictate how you're going to live your day? No, you don't do that. No different than a few years ago when I was going through that very, very difficult time that I turned everything around before I even had the domain name everydayissaturday.com, before the mission started. I had to relieve myself of worry. I developed the prosperity mindset. I flooded my mind with personal development, with mentors who I still listen to today, any given day. On the front seat of my car, you'll see 30 to 40 personal development CDs that I pump into my mind to make sure that I do never, ever, ever let disease into my healthy mind. And I challenge you to do the same thing, my friend. If it involves taking a different route to work every day, even, if you happen to drive every single day the same way, road rage, bumper to bumper traffic going 50 miles an hour, car wreck waiting to happen, get up a half hour early or so. Take a different route to work. Drive by, if you like to golf, drive by a golf course, envisioning yourself hitting that 100-yard approach shot in with your pitching wedge. Or if you like to swim, drive by the pool. If you like to donate, volunteer at a church, drive by a church. Take a different way to your job or to your business every day. Let the worries go and let your imagination, the greatest nation in the world, take over. It's okay to dream as long as you wrap that emotional bow around your dream. And I challenge you to do that. Let the worry go. And let the champion mindset sink in, because what you'll find out is the same thing I found out once the storm passed. You know, this life thing's a pretty cool thing, but it's even much more cooler when I'm living it versus it living me. My name's Sam Crowley from EverydaySaturday.com. I believe in you. I believe in your dream, and I believe you are a champion. God bless you.